don't know. I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't talk about. I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions. And I just know the guy couldn't go today. All right, go ask him. I'm tired of answering this question about this guy. I got it, but you know what? I'm over it. Me and him, we know that he's not right now. Okay? The details of it, we'll keep that to us. You guys don't need to know that.
Welcome to New York, Adam. Start spreading. All right, top of the hour, time for your chance to win $1,000. It's WQAM's $1,000 Slap Shot. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word AFTER to 72881, and you're registered AFTER, A-F-T-E-R. Text it to 72881 right now. The WQAM $1,000 Slap Shot brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. The 9 a.m. code word is AFTER.
I know that Adam Gase interviewed with the Jets a while back, and right after he was let go with the Miami Dolphins. It is still weird to think that the Dolphins fired their coach and the Jets picked him up. It may work out real well. It just is really weird considering Jets, Dolphins, and you realize how pissed people were here when we got Mike Tannenbaum. Like, oh my God, Tannenbaum screwed up the Jets and we're getting them. You know, people were saying that. And never liked it. Tannenbaum never got the benefit of the doubt on anything. It was just always brought up. He'll screw up the cap and all the stuff. And, you know, how did this guy get a job after the Mark Sanchez, you know, and all that stuff.
Well, he did pull the pin out of the grenade in New York and then leave. Just kind of left it up there to blow up itself.
Well,
didn't help too much down here either.
No. People were like, why are we letting that guy? He's a Jets guy. He didn't work out. If he's so good, he'd be up there. You know, all that stuff that's said. And now the Jets have turned a favor and said, wait, Adam Gase, here he's pretty good with quarterbacks. We heard from Peyton Manning, said nice things. So anyway, Adam Gase, and I think everybody knows, the main reason is to improve Sam Darnold, high pick last year, first round pick for the New York Jets, end up with 17 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. But it is weird one. So yeah, a lot of folks in New York today ripping it pretty good going, wait a second, 23-26. Most fans don't want to hear about the injury bug. They want to just look at the numbers offensively, the third down problems that have lasted for 3 years and everything else. And so, yeah, I understand why Jets fans wouldn't be real fired up. And bottom line is Adam's going to find this out like he did here. You got to upgrade the roster's got to get upgraded.
Of course.
You got to get better talent.
18 minutes ago, by the way, Adam Schefter put out a tweet. Here's a coach under consideration to become the Jets' new defensive coordinator. Former Browns interim head coach Greg Williams. Schefter said him and Darlington are reporting that.
Boy, can you imagine two guys that might have the two biggest chips on their shoulder together? Because I got to tell you, and I think Adam Gase already put it out there, if I get the lead on the Miami Dolphins, you thought what I did to the Broncos a couple years was bad, wait until you see what I'm thinking about doing to the Miami Dolphins if I get a chance. And he's going, Greg Williams, I want you to do the same damn thing, brother. I do think it's a good move for Adam Gase because he does spend a lot of time with offense, no matter what he says, to have somebody that's
alpha
a veteran
guy.
You got it, man.
Right.
Greg Williams, a guy that goes over there. He's got a little bit. They got a little bit of the same personality, even though there's a big difference in age.
Sure.
But he sees his old buddy out with the Rams doing the same thing.
I was just about to say, look what McVay did with Wade Phillips. He put a guy who's a defensive mind in front of the defense and said, this is your side. Take it. I'll do everything on my side. And how many times did we see last year, and you didn't get to see a lot of it because you were in the booth doing radio, but we did on TV, when the defense took the field, Adam Gase was sitting on the bench, drawing up plays, looking at the tape, whatever it was on on the tablet that he's looking at. And it's not like he didn't care about the defense, but someone else was in charge of it. So why not put a guy like Wade Phillips or Greg Williams in charge and just take care of the offense?
Knowing all the Dolphin coaches, who you always feel bad for because they're sitting over there without jobs and sitting over at Dolphin training camp. I was over there the other day, and a lot of them are there, and it's just awkward because they don't really have anything to do. There's no direction. They've been told by Chris Greer, hey, you're under contract with the Dolphins. We're going to wait. We'll let you know what's going to happen. But most of them know they're going to be gone. And you know the first thing you're hoping is Adam Gase is going to get a job, and they're going to be an Adam Gase guy. Of the 25 coaches with the Miami Dolphins, or 24 coaches, I'm wondering how many of those guys end up getting released. Of course, the first chance will be whoever the Dolphins head coach will be. They'll say, all right, hey, you're my guy. I like you. I want to keep you. I keep you. Keep you. You're out. You're out. You're out. You're out. Go, go, go. And the other part is if they know they're Adam Gase guys, you're going to let them go too.
Yeah, you're right.
Even if they're a really good coach, you go, hey, I don't know if you see this T-shirt. Adam Gase guy. Been with him in Denver and Chicago. Those guys probably going to go with him.
First person you could think of that probably, especially with these Greg Williams rumors, Matt Burke. Fully out. No job right now. Not following Gase. He's not going to go up there and take the linebackers coaching job, is he?
Well, he's not going to get a coordinator job. Yeah, no, I disagree. I think
you think he will?
They actually have a good relationship, and I know the numbers were – look it. But Adam got no room to talk about numbers because his numbers were just as bad as the defense.
Right.
But I think
he's – so maybe he follows and just takes not the coordinator job but another
linebacker
job
or something. Matt Burke's been a good position coach and has worked his way up from Cincinnati to here. So, but you're right. He may – and he's going to want to coach. Right? He's still, you want to stay in the game and pension and have a job and everything else. Listen, coaches want to coach. It doesn't matter. We've seen some guys. Cam Cameron's a great example. His career after being a head coach, he's literally in high school football now. Yeah. But they want to coach. They're like, I can't. Doesn't matter. Like coaches, they're the worst group of guys that can't let go. Like, this is all I know. Honey, you're under contract for 2 more years. Take some time out. No, because they'll forget about me. I need to coach. I need to coach. Well, of any profession I can think of, coaches, the one group that just like, even if they get out, they're going, man, look at Brian Billick. How many times did he say, I'd come back. Brian, you're a big part of NFL Network. I like to come back and coach, though.
He got a phone call. He'd take a job in a second.
Those guys. Hard to let it go, even in their 60s, man. Jeff Fisher, he still wants to coach.
Oof. What's he going to coach?
Not in the NFL.
Maybe one of those other leagues. Maybe he gets an XFL job or the Alliance Football
By the way,
job.
That thing's going to be starting up pretty soon.
I know.
Dying to see. Oh, I'm going to check it out, see what it looks like and everything else. The other news coming out, we're all over the board here because there's really a lot of news going on here today. We're going to have Udonis Haslam. Miami Heat power forward the last couple of days said, good chance I'm retiring. I'm going out with D. Wade and everything. So we're going to get a chance to talk to UD about everything. By the way, as I told you yesterday, UD has got one of the greatest gifts of all time that's going to allow him in corporate America to make unlimited amounts of money and lots of it. I'm dead serious. And he's going, what do you mean? And my restaurant and all the stuff I'm invested in. I go, no, UD. That stuff about chemistry, playing together.
Culture.
Good culture. Culture's a big word. It's a good one.
It's a great word.
Locker room culture and all that stuff. Like, dude, you're like president of the – you're almost CEO of the whole damn thing, man. Nobody's had a better culture. One of the best in all of professional sports, Miami Heat.
He's got a good coach when it comes to the speaking stuff, too, with Pat Riley.
Well, listen, Pat Riley, I think somebody told me Pat's cut way back on speaking, but I've heard one of those $50,000 speeches Pat does because I went to go back and forth with him. He kind of told me, hey, Joe, go sit down. And he did one of these speeches, and I literally stood up at the end of it, and I just started clapping. I go, Pat, can I play for you? He goes, no, and you can't work for me either. I don't like you that much. Mm. And I'm being dead serious. It was like Riley's got a speech. He throws in some of his former stuff as a coach and as a player when he played with some of the greatest players. His Laker team, you talk about playing with some great players. Go back and he played with some guys, and he's got great stories, and he brings it into today's corporate America and winning environment. You know who else got that? UD's got that thing too, man. May want to pick up.
50, 60 grand?
Pays a lot of money, man. Times? Pays a lot of money. I don't know what Riley and Jimmy Johnson making a lot of money doing it. To the point they get calls and go, nah, I'm good.
Turned out a $30,000, $50,000
job,
good.
Right? Nah, it's a pain in the ass. I want to go fishing that day. Yeah. Nah, you sure? You got your plane? You don't want to fly? Nah, I'm good. Leave me out. I don't want to do it. It's going to be interesting. What do we got coming in on Kyler Murray, by the way? And this guy is a potential first-round pick. He's coming out, going to enter the 2019 NFL draft. He's expected to. And then the other one, why we're on the quarterback theme, is the whole Jalen Hurts thing. If he makes a call to Manny and says, I want to play, this is where I want to end it. Because he's looking. They're all evaluating the roster, right?
Of course.
They're looking. Nobody knows if we have the quarterback at Miami. Why would he not come here? I looked at Ohio State. Ohio State's got four quarterbacks. A bunch of them are highly rated guys. And they got the new guy coming, Fields from Georgia. There's guys. If you're the fifth guy,
you're
the fourth
out.
Guy
Come
or third
on.
Guy going, yeah. Well, this guy's going to be a sophomore. He's going to be here for a while. My ass is out of here.
Yeah, I'm getting out. So
you're starting to look for D1 programs, mostly, where you got a chance to play.
I think the overwhelming texts on the text machine are, we want her. Obviously, you want Hurts, and Hurts so good. Let's do it. Bring on Hurts. Transfer portal you. Mature national champion. Great dual threat quarterback. Improved passing. Bring me Hurts.
That's a good one right there.
A couple
like
of them
that.
Are.
That's a good one.
Hurts isn't transferring here with no offensive coordinator. Well, I mean, you got to expect, and we had Manny on the other
there
day.
There are going to be coaches coming in.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
You got to think that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
I expect, everybody wants to know when, the next 3 days, they're going to have that coaching staff in place. They got a couple weeks of recruiting left. Like, that's kind of a big deal to have your guys in place.
Of course.
And I'm not telling Manny anything. He already knows all these things. He's going to have that coaching staff in place. The kids want to know who they're playing for, what my position coach is, what's my head coach, and then you want to look, because you're going to look up to see what kind of offense he runs. So Manny can't just say, hey, it's going to be as aggressive as I am on defense. Check it out. And they want to know who they're playing for. That's a big, big part of this thing.
Well, offensive coordinator is a pretty big position on a team.
So anyway.
The other coaches.
Yeah. You think it's going to be Applewhite? Or?
I mean, all signs are pointing to that, right? I mean, I got to think that that's probably.
We tried yesterday. We didn't do very well.
We did try a couple different times, though.
Anyway, we got to go to break, man. We're less than 30 minutes away from Udonis Haslam. I mean, he power four. Man, he's going to be great talking to him. He's been hard to get.
Yeah.
Got to ask him, UD, you've been hard to get, man. You see everything. We want you. We want you, man. Anyway, right now, I'll tell you what we want. When you get hurt, I've been dealing with. Been a rough year, man. Getting older sucks. Because I got to tell you, it's one thing after the other. All I want to do is play a little tennis on the clay. That's all. And there always seems to be an injury. But it sure is nice to have one of the top medicals places in the country to go. I'm serious, man. When it comes to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, you got in Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. You got one of the best in the business. People ask me all the time, Joe, where do the pros go? And I go, well, I can tell you where the Dolphins, the Heat, and the Panthers go. I can tell you where a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes from around the country and around the world when it comes to tennis make their way to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. You don't need to travel. And by the way, you don't need to call. I've recently had people call me going, can you get me in to see a doctor? No, I can, but I don't want to. I want you to get it done yourself. Listen, these doctors are good. They're worth it, man. Dr. Uribe, Yagnik, Vijak, Heckman, Selznick. Man, these guys I just named, that's an all-star lineup of doctors. Dr. Hodgkins, man, I tell you, foot and ankle specialist, as good as there is. Some of the top hip and knee replacement doctors. They got some of the top specialists. They've been recruited in there. Again, paid big bucks, but they're really good at what they do. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Dr. Swartz, and I never forget about you up in Broward County, taking care of the people, man. Hey, the next time you have a sports-related injury, go where the pros go. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We got Udonis Haslam's going to join us coming up. Talk to UD as they get set to take on tonight. The Boston Celtics in town, who all of a sudden look like they're finally playing better. I always love this, too. Kyrie Irving came out and said, and I got to ask UD, because everybody does it, goes, yeah, we had a team meeting to air everything out, and now they've won four straight. And I keep looking, going, no, I think it has more to do with your roster.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys are playing well. But you never know, man. You know, stuff gets petty. and the good teams take care of it. I do agree. When you got guys bitching and moping, and then you hear guys kind of in the back, and you know they're hurting the team with stuff they're saying, which the Dolphins can never quite take care of. But you just feel like anytime something happens, isn't it amazing when something happens on Hassan Whiteside, how quickly it's taken care of?
Yeah. The quick lunch, the quick dinner with the coach, right?
Well, no, I just, yeah, well, they've done a few, and we joke about those. But, no, I just think that stuff's taken care of by leadership, veteran leadership. I know we always think Riley, like, brings everybody up to – I don't think he does that anymore. I don't think Riley needs
to
go
past those days.
Come to get in the principal's office. First of all, he's got a really good coach in Eric Spoelstra. So Eric doesn't have to go, Coach, what do you think? You don't have to look at me, man. You're the one sitting there with all the damn championships. Don't look at me.
Yeah, Boston's a special team for the reason of we talk about all the time, the Miami Heat 10-man rotation. Some nights, when Derek Jones Jr. gets a DNP after having a nice stretch of a week and a half. They bring Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, and Rozier off the bench. I just named three guys that would start on most teams in the NBA.
Max contracts.
Yep, one max contract guy. Rozier, who was really good for the Boston Celtics team. And Jaylen Brown had a breakout season.
I just wonder how long they'll keep it that way with everybody's numbers are down. Nobody gets a chance to lead the league on that team in scoring.
No, you got three guys last night who had 20 points each and four other guys who scored in double digits.
Right. Taking care of the Pacers last night. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'd be fun to watch and see. Another good test for the Miami Heat, who desperately need this game. They have really struggled at home. Kind of crazy, their record and what has happened so far at home, 9-12 now. And as I said, the Celtics have won four straight. Panthers also in action, and they are falling. They are going way, way back. Now 10 points, I believe, back of the eighth spot. It's one thing to make up 6-5 early in the year.
Double digits.
Yeah, you start getting into that. And you got four coming up on the road. That's when it starts to get really, really difficult. Anyway, we want to check in on the text machine on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. That's 560-22. What do you got for us?
All right, here's one. Joe, in 1982, the Canes had five quarterbacks on the roster and nobody transferred.
Correct.
Kelly, Rick, Kozar, Testaverde, and Kyle Vanderwend.
That was old school, though, man. That was when people competed.
It's a hell of a quarterback roster.
You know, I didn't get to play a lot in the first few years, and first thing I wanted to do, because junior colleges were real popular in California, I never forget, man, I called my father year one, said, hey, Dad, I want to come home. I quit. This sucks. I don't like the way they treat me. The initiation stuff is, said, it's crazy. I don't want
and
this.
And your dad's reaction was?
How you getting home? Well, I was hoping you would come get me. You dropped me off. I thought you'd come get me here before school starts. And he goes, stick it out, man.
Yep.
Okay. Goes, redshirt year, probably, if you have to redshirt down the road, probably be good for you. Really immature. Jeez, Dad. But you don't, you got to, it's everything's
gotta
changed,
hit, yeah,
man.
You got to hit in the chest,
times,
man.
Times have just changed in sports, and if I ain't playing, I ain't staying. It's kind of the new thing. By the way, high school, look at
same
Florida.
Thing.
Florida just tells everybody, if you don't like it, leave. Go somewhere else. We're going to have guys, I'm telling everybody, you're going to have guys going, and we're going to see more and more of it, three high schools in 4 years.
God, it's just dangerous to do that. Why do that? Why allow that to happen?
Because they want to go, and they want to win, and they want to play.
Why let that happen? Okay, they need to go ahead and bring in Apple Cobbler as the offensive coordinator. I believe it's Apple White, but I'll go. I went with
that's
the Cobbler.
Very funny. Apple Cobbler, very funny.
All right, here's someone's pipe dream. Hurts comes to the U, helps us knock off Clemson, ACC championship game, and then takes out Alabama to finish his career. Yeah, that's a pipe dream, sir.
Next, what else you got?
Kyle Murray announced he's entering the NFL draft. I hope the Dolphins do whatever they have to do to grab that kid.
I had asked early this morning, probably going to, size 5'9", 5'9 and a half, something like that. You know about the whole thing. He's a talented guy. I think he's fine in the pocket. He also was voted the best offensive line in college football, Oklahoma's offensive line. I didn't come up with that. That's the award they got. Are you buying all they're at? Because he looks like everything he's doing is legit. We found out shorter guys can play. It used to be a stereotype when I was playing. Everybody had to be 6'3".
6'3", 6'4".
Elway, Marino, right across the board. Everybody had to be 6'2 and up. Oh, you got to be able to see over the top of your offensive line. And now, of course, Russell Wilson's out there playing at a level that we probably don't talk enough about right. how good he is.
How about this one? The best fit for Hurts, Oklahoma. Imagine if that kid went to Oklahoma for next year.
Well, I don't disagree, but they've got to be loaded at quarterback. After the last two guys have won Heisman Trophy, where would you go? Whether you are a drop back or even a little dual threat.
Lincoln Riley's still going to be the coach there next year?
He ain't leaving.
Okay, then I'd probably go to Oklahoma. They need a quarterback?
By the way, there's another school. Every time somebody mentions his name, he's going to get a raise every year.
That's right.
You're pretty
right.
soon he's going to go, hey, just wanted to let you know you're now making more than 75% of the NFL coaches, you and five other dudes. Congratulations. Mm.
Let's see. Hurts is welcome to come here and compete to start and make our current quarterbacks better or make them leave if they don't want to compete and be here. Manny stressed, we need competition to make us better.
That's old school.
Yeah.
Manny did say that. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I heard Manny say that and go, Manny, it sounds great. There are going to be guys do it, but you're going to have guys who are going to bolt. Mm. You're going to have guys going, I ain't playing.
Yep.
I don't like it.
I'm out.
And somebody starts calling you, and mom and dad call you, and cousin calls you, and somebody you love, and your girlfriend calls you and says, I know you can go to that other school, and it's better than them, and you can start right away. Right?
That'd be nice.
Outside folks.
Well, here's a Gase one. I give Gase one game with the Jets before fans get tired of his rhetoric. We got to look at the tape and fix things. We did hear that a lot.
That is that's a generic line, right?
Yep. Yeah.
We just got to get back to work.
That's it. Any chance Tannehill could back up in New York for the Jets? Or does he test the market for a starting role?
That's my question. What happens to Ryan Tannehill if they let him go?
Yeah, that's right.
Which I think they will.
What linebacker has Matt Burke made better? I don't want you to trash him, but come on already.
Okay. I'm just telling you, this is Matt Burke's specialty when he was playing and it was linebackers, right? Not defensive back. I'm pretty sure it was linebackers.
Linebackers, no, coach. I'm not sure. I think he was.
But they actually had some good linebackers. There's one guy's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
there in a minute.
Right. Hey, we'll trade Tannehill for Sam Darnold since Gase loves him so much. Yeah, I don't think the Jets will do that though.
You know what? Somebody asked me close to Dolphins. Did Gase ever say to you if Darnold was a guy he liked or not? I said, you know what? I'm not sure. He liked some of those first-round picks. He loved Mayfield. I know that. But I'm not sure. I know Dan Marino knows because he was with them all the time, which guys he liked and which guys he didn't. But I got to tell you, we spent a lot of time on quarterback. We didn't take any. Like Ryan Tannehill last year had to have a lot of lunches in the offseason looking at a lot of guys going, hey, I'm Baker. Hey, Josh. Hey, Josh. Hey. There were a lot of guys coming in that he was having lunch there. By the way, how awkward is that?
That's awkward.
You bring a guy in, you're thinking about quarterback.
And you're taking him really high in the draft.
Ryan Tannehill sitting over there, a couple of his receivers, and the front office is sitting down having a little lunch. By the way, that restaurant is really, really good. Stopped in for a little lunch the other day.
Someone wants to say, name one thing that Mike Tannenbaum did to make our franchise better. I'll wait. The fans that had it right with Tannenbaum.
It didn't work out.
It just didn't work out with Tannenbaum.
3 years, it didn't work out. Now, I don't know if Mike Tannenbaum's going to say, well, I was doing what the owner wanted. He wanted to win now. And so, because I have heard that, he wanted to win now. He wasn't patient. I would have done it differently. But we are, no matter what anybody says, we don't have, and it's not to be negative, it's a fact. And the Jets got the same problem. Mm. We don't have enough talent on this team starting at quarterback.
Someone from the receiving office in Hollywood's building also texted in again and said, can you order more Omaha steaks? I think it's the second text they sent about Omaha steaks this morning. Thank you in advance.
Okay. That's good.
That story's not going away.
No.
Not going away. Radio.com. Radio.com. All right, folks, we've been talking about it all morning long. And joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, the OG of the Miami Heat, who's, I guess it's his last dance also now.
90% chance. 90% right now.
Udonis Haslam joins us.
What's
right now.
On,
good morning, UD.
Good morning.
How you doing, man? How you finishing up? How you feeling?
I'm in the gym right now, bro. I stepped outside to call you guys, actually.
Well, listen,
I'm working out, getting a workout this morning.
We appreciate it, and got word that this might be it for you. So when did you kind of just say, man, this is about it? When did you make that decision that I might be done?
I mean, it's just the thing is people ask about different things, and my interests are just different now. You know, I'm a lot more interested in a lot more things. There was a point in my life where basketball was my life, and now I'm just beyond that point. That doesn't mean basketball is not important. You know, I still love to play the game. I still love to contribute to the guys. But I'm just more focused on my kids and their development right now. So that's more where my head is. I never said I was retiring. You know, people took what I said about my kids and my family and other interests and kind of made their own assumptions. But if
right.
you know, when I'm ready, it'll be clear. You know, nobody will have to read between the lines. It won't be the, you know, smoke and mirrors and confusion.
Won't be any social media. All right, that's good. All right.
UD, if you would have...
Yeah, I'd be real direct.
UD, if you would have told me 18 years ago or so, after leaving Southwest Rec Gym in Gainesville, that you'd be the owner of pizza places, Subways, a total businessman, I think I would have laughed. Me and a couple of boys would have kind of laughed. And look what you've done. You became a basketball player, NBA, and a businessman. It's unbelievable.
Hey, man, listen, Joe don't know about those Gainesville days, bro.
No, I try to keep him in the loop a little bit of how we used to leave Southwest Rec and then go play in video game tournaments at the house. But
it was some good times, bro. Yeah, I mean, I never would imagine anything.
Right?
You know, I just took it one day at a time, man, and every time I reached one goal that I set for myself, I just tried to set another one and keep going. And the key, I feel like most athletes, is when you venture out into this business world, just got to surround yourself with good people, man. A lot of us, you know, we want to employ our homeboys and our friends, but if your homeboy ain't educated, then how the hell he going to help you?
Hey, UD, I've been talking the last 2 days about the speeches and potential money out there in corporate America for your message with culture, locker rooms, getting everybody to play together, leaving all the distractions outside and really focusing. And I go back to even when you talk to the Miami Dolphins and those guys were all talking about unbelievable what you've been able to do. Now, a lot of people hear it and they don't change. But have you thought about that part? And how have you been able to do that whole culture thing? You put fires out, you and other leaders on that team about us. We look like we have a potential little piece of drama. And the next thing you know, it's out. It never exists. How do you do it?
You know, it's years of practice. You know, I've been up under the best. I've been up under the Lonzo, Shaquille O'Neal's, and, you know, Gary Payton, Brian Grant, and you know, Bron, I keep going, Ray Allen. Just so many people, you know, that I've learned from and just took a different piece, you know, of leadership from all these guys. And I've been able to implement it in what I've had to do, you know, as a player. You know, as far as, you know, speaking and different things like that, I've gotten into some of that. I've had a couple opportunities to speak an event. I spoke with Ultimate Software, who's a good one.
But
they're great over there. Actually, I love those guys, and they gave me an opportunity to come speak. And, you know, for me, people love my personality, and, you know, they love the true me when I get to open up, be upfront and honest, and they like the way I deliver my message.
Well, you got a great story, that's for sure, when you go back in the day from college on. But now, you know, you got to the Heat, undrafted free agent. You were in that first training camp. And I'm sure at that point you wanted to just make sure you got into the league. But in this crazy sports era that we're in right now, staying with one team, one franchise for your entire career, how special is that for you?
That's amazing. It's amazing. It doesn't happen. And, you know, once you get towards the end of your career and, you know, different opportunities start to present themselves and you look at different things and it becomes more about, you know, those kind of things and loyalty as opposed to it is to money. You know, so for me, once it got down the line and even though different opportunities presented themselves sometimes, and, you know, maybe they were opportunities for me to go other places and get more playing time, which as a player, that's what everybody wants. But then it's like, you know, you're looking at, you know, opportunity to go play, but, you know, your legacy and the things that you built over the last 14, 15 years, you know, it just changes it a little bit. So, you know, those are the things that you're faced with as you get, you know, 14, 15 years in this league as far as going somewhere else and, you know, actually what you want out of this and what you're looking for.
UD, I want to ask you, 1 to 13 or 14 from night to night, there's a handful of guys that don't know if they're going to play or not. I'm just curious, what has it been like? You've been around, so you've seen it. You know what's going on. But for like Derrick Jones Jr., Wayne Ellington a lot, even 2 games with Deion Waiters, What do you tell those guys and not knowing, I guess, till maybe game day, whether they're going to be playing at all or how the game plays out, if they're going to play? How hard is that situation for those guys?
I mean, it's extremely hard. People have no idea, you know, how hard that is to prepare the way we prepare and to work as hard as you work. And then game night comes and, you know, you don't get any minutes. You don't get an opportunity to go out there and help the team win. But what I try to do is I try to keep them guys engaged. I try to keep those guys positively reinforced. You know, the guys that are in the rotation, we meet upstairs before every game. We play pickup games, you know, so we get a lot of running and a lot of basketball involved and just have fun with it. And, you know, we just keep everybody engaged. I tell these guys that I've been here and, you know, I've seen everything but the win, you know, in my 16th season, you know, in the NBA. So there's no situation that I haven't seen. I can tell you what I did. I can tell you how I coped with it. But ultimately, you have to have right. your own coping mechanisms in this league as far as, you know, not having an opportunity to play and, you know, not having an opportunity to express yourself the way you maybe want to express yourself at that time.
You've been around a lot of NBA players in your career that's went through this Heat team or just in general. Derrick Jones Jr., the way he jumps out the building, how incredible is that?
I mean, airplane mode, what we call him. Yep. I mean, you know, his energy, his effort, you need a guy like that. You need a guy who can affect the game, who can bring energy and effort to your team, a guy who can affect the game without having the ball in his hands. We're talking about a guy who we don't have to run a play for. We don't have to put the ball in his hands. And we know we're going to get production out of him. And that's a special kind of guy. I believe that's a talent in this league, too, that, you know, people don't look for. People look for guys that have the ball in their hand. Oh, he's talented. He's talented. I mean, got a damn ball in his hand. Of course he's going to make a couple shots. we got guys like a Derrick Jones kind of guy who doesn't need the ball in his hand. And you can still end up getting 15, 16 points out of him, 7, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. You know, a couple blocks, and, you know, we value guys like that.
Udy, does it seem like, because I see in football, does it seem like guys are more worried today about their numbers and playing time versus, hey, let's win as a team, we'll all get paid? But a lot of guys going, no, I need numbers. That's how I'm going to get paid. You see more of that in today's professional sports and in the NBA?
Yeah, it's out there. It's out there. I don't know if I see more of it. You know, I spend my time here at 16 right. season. I haven't been to many other places. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, we definitely, you know, venture away from is, you know, going for your numbers just to get money. You know, we try to play team basketball. We have a culture here. We have a system here. And, you know, it's not for everybody. And we understand that and we accept that.
How much fun do you have as a father watching your kids play Little League sports or more than that once they get a little bit older? How much fun do you have doing that?
Oh, man, it's big fun, bro. It's, like, big fun. That's majority of my fun, man, is watching my kids go out there and play the sports and, you know, go to practice and holding them accountable and, you know, pushing them.
Wait, are you a yelling you parent? Know. Are you a yelling parent from the stands?
I don't think he is.
Okay, I just need to ask. Yeah.
What's up, bro? I just teach the Celtics. I just teach accountability. That's all I teach.
Somebody just asked you who you're playing tonight?
Yeah, man. I'm here with a lot of baseball guys. J.D. Martinez, a lot of these guys are working out while I'm working out. Baseball
wow.
guys are cool, actually.
That's yeah. Cool we got to let the baseball guys, though. We got to send them a schedule. I don't care how good they are, even if they're MVP dudes, man. Got to let them know they're playing the damn Celtics. It's a hot ticket tonight, man.
Yeah. And listen, they got all the money, too, so I'm sure they'll be there.
That's right. Guaranteed oh, yeah. deal.
They're
That's
getting
right.
good. Hey, UD, I thought you said something great talking about how you end it, like you don't need the big tour and stuff, and you go, heck, I don't even have that many friends in this league. I went.
I don't have time to plan all that, Joe. I don't know where D-Wade get all the time. I don't. All the time to decide who you're going to get a jersey to, get another jersey when you go to the city. I don't have time. I don't.
No. By the way, did he tell me how that works? So did Dwayne have to pay for all those extra jerseys? Did Riley order them and say we'll pick it up for the tour?
No, he had to pay for them. He had to pay for them. It was weird because if you remember 2 years ago when he was in Cleveland, we did a jersey swap.
Right. That's right.
Because I thought that I would never play with him again. We didn't think we were going to play together again. I just thought it would be a cool idea. I said, you know what? When we come out there, bro, I want to trade jerseys with you. We traded jerseys, and it was just something that I wanted to do because I didn't think I would ever play with him again. Now, obviously, he had moved on, and I just wanted a jersey of him from another team. And, you know, as he came to his last dance, it was something that he thought to take with him, and I think it was a great idea.
Yeah. That's like a vintage jersey
got,
now.
He's
yeah.
got a lot of guys going through his kids, kissing their ass, trying to get, oh, you're, now yeah. we got athletes from other sports going, I'm going
oh,
tonight.
Man, people getting in their feelings, too. They get if they can't get a jersey and somebody else get one, boy, they get in their feelings.
That is very impressive.
Listen, I ain't getting in my feelings about no another man jersey. It's Dan Marino, Mark Dupa, Joe Rose.
There you go.
I don't want it.
Yeah, everyone but the Joe Rose.
Listen, mine are easy and they're very cheap. If you ever want me to make one up, you can. I'll put anything on it you want, man.
No, it's gonna be expensive. We have to custom make it.
You clean your car with mine. I'll make it so it's real nice and easy on the car, man. Don't worry about that.
What's it like? By the way, we'll let you go after this. What's it like having the front row seat to not just your kind of last dance, but Dwayne's also?
I mean, I'm more focused on his last dance, man. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for him. I live for him. You know, people at the end of the day, you know, understanding my role doesn't mean I like it every night. I mean, I'm a competitor. I want to play the game of basketball. You know, that's what I want to do. So I'm living through him right now, and every shot he makes and every shot he misses, my emotions go up and down.
UD, appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you. I know, you know, we've been bugging the hell out of Tim. They're like, Tim, we need UD. He goes, no, I don't want to do it. Thank you so much for coming on today, man. We appreciate it, buddy.
Fellas, man, I always appreciate you guys, man. We go way back, so thank you guys.
You got it. Udonis Haslam, always nice to have you, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, Joe. Take it easy, guys. Zach, take it easy, brother.
See you, UD. See you, buddy. Well,
that'll do it, man. That's a good way. That's a good way to do it.
Great way to end the show. Yep, great way to end the show.
I'm going to get in on that ass-kissing to try to get one of those jerseys.
You're going to try to get a Last Dance jersey?
I might throw a Marino jersey in there for D-Wade. He's probably got like 10 already.
You know what Last Dance jersey I want? I want one of UD's jerseys. Everyone's got a Wade Last Dance jersey. I want a UD one.
I don't know if you can get one.
Well, I mean, I'll see, how, see if I can barter something.
Like UD's going to go, this is the only jersey I have. I'm giving it to the kids. I'm done. No more. That's it. Hey,
we'll try.
We're out of time. Who's up next?
It's Dono and Frito coming up next.